A.
My favorite thing has to be my new tablet. It's really light and quite small, so I take it with me everywhere. I'm always writing messages to friends, and it's big enough to do college work on it too. It takes really good photos, and I play games and listen to music on it as well, of course. I often download films onto it and watch them in bed. My mom says I'm addicted because I'm always on it. I even read things on it at breakfast time. I'm not allowed to at dinner time, though. I have to be polite and talk to people then. Welcome back to real life, my mom says.
B.
My favorite thing? Does my cat count as a thing? She's not really a thing, but anyway, she's a really beautiful little cat. I've had her since she was 4 months old. You know how some cats are really independent and hardly talk to you? I know cats don't really talk, but you know what I mean. Well, she's not like that at all. She's really affectionate and comes up to me as soon as I get home, purring away like mad. She makes a lot of noise for a tiny thing. She loves being stroked and comes and curls up next to me when I'm on the sofa. She's great company.
C.
My new scooter. It's quite small, but fun, and just what I needed for getting around the city. I used to have quite a long walk to the metro, then a longish walk at the other end to get to college, but now I can just whiz there on my scooter. And there's no problem parking. There's always space for it. You have to be careful with the cars and lorries. They don't always see you. And when it rains, the surface of the road is terrible. It gets really slippery. But in general, it's perfect for me. And I can fit a friend on the back too. I've got an extra helmet for a friend. It's great. Riding along makes me feel so free.
D.
This may sound a bit old-fashioned, but my sewing machine is my favourite thing. I'm studying fashion and love making things, as well as designing them. I also really love clothes myself and often buy second-hand clothes. Everyone loves the vintage look at the moment. And then I adapt them to my size. It's much easier using a machine to do that than doing it by hand. I do alterations for my mum and my sister too. If I don't make it as a designer, I suppose I can always set up my own alterations and customising business. Customising clothes by taking things off and adding things on is actually very creative, so I wouldn't mind that.
E.
My set of Japanese knives. That sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? But I'm not a murderer or anything. They're chef's knives, and the best ones come from Japan. Cooking is my new hobby. I got into it when I started watching MasterChef on TV. Then I went to an evening class for beginners, and I haven't looked back since. I try and have dinner for between 4 and 8 friends every 2 or 3 weeks. That gives me something to work towards, and I always do new dishes so they can try them out and give me feedback. It's quite an expensive hobby if you use good ingredients, but now my friends help towards the cost. They still get a good meal for a very low price.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find others like it, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.